Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Nancy and Ann bringing us back to the Heart Sisters, the Wilson Sisters, I should say, the band Heart. Pretty darn good rock and roll band there. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the NFIB, the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. I've got too many N acronyms in my life here, Chad. NAM, National Association of Manufacturers.com.org.
Right? You confuse me with Dunkelberger already.
I know. And you know what? That wouldn't be a bad thing. He's a pretty cool dude. You can confuse me with Bill anytime. But Chad's the best, folks. He's been with us a dozen years now. And NAM.org, National Association of Manufacturers. He's the chief economist there. And you're literally pushing the button on your new report, aren't you?
You should have the Monday economic report in your mailbox right now.
Yeah. And so what's it going to tell us?
Well, kind of goes over a little bit of what we talked about earlier. Certainly, right. The challenge with manufacturing, you know, hiring numbers that we got on Friday were pretty weak, as you know.
Yep.
It's the third straight month, really, of some pretty weak numbers for the manufacturing sector.
Barely above what it's going to take to cover the people who are coming into the workplace new.
I mean, the good news is manufacturers have hired, you know, just a little less than 15,000 over the last, you know, 16 months. Hopefully we can get back to that, you know, in the coming months.
But,
you know,
Say that again. Are you telling me in 16 months the manufacturing industry has only hired a net 16,000 workers?
No, per month.
Okay, you scared me for a minute there. Okay, per month. All right.
That was actually a good number. Right. If that had been the total, that would have been a worry.
Per month. But you scared me.
So, yeah, so that, you know, that actually was pretty good. And hopefully we'll get back to that 15,000 per month range in the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly those challenges we've had, we talked about the first segment, have had an impact on hiring, at least in the early months here.
We've got a real systemic situation with employment in America, don't we? Because of the, we've got technology, we've got new kinds of jobs. The kind of jobs people used to do, we're still doing. We're still producing those products and those services, but we're doing them in a different way. And we've got quite a few million people who are not qualified to do their old job in the new way.
Well, manufacturing, as you know, is completely different. I know we've talked about this in past shows than it used to be. And you know, if you visit any manufacturing facility, which I know you have, it's very automated. The people who are working there are using technology in ways that they might not have 5, 10, 15 years ago. And as a result, you've seen tremendous productivity growth. The sector is much more competitive globally than it used to be. But that means, as you suggest, it means a different type of worker. The workers that are there have been retrained. And the new workers that are being hired are doing, you know, have a completely different job description than they, mm-hmm. than they might have, you know, 20 years
and
ago.
And so, but we still have millions of people in their late 40s, 50s, maybe even 60s, who would like to have a job, and they're not qualified not only for the job that they used to have that doesn't exist in that form anymore, but they're not qualified for an alternative job that would pay them anywhere close to the wages they were making.
And that's why
this is a systemic thing that America is taking a hit on right now, isn't it?
And that's partly why skills gap, that issue, that, again, we've talked about this in the past. Almost every manufacturer we talk to, across the board, every industry, small, medium, and large, tell us that they're having trouble attracting talent. And the reason is, as you suggest, that there just aren't enough people who are trained to be able to move into those jobs.
Hey, Chad, it's not just manufacturing.
It's not, you're right.
When I poll my audience, who are some manufacturers, but mostly not, when I poll them and I ask them, you know, what's one of your biggest challenges, a big percentage, I don't remember the number, but quite a few of them, I mean, like a significant, maybe the second to the highest number says, we can't find qualified people.
And, you know, certainly I think that's productivity plays into that a little bit, technology plays into that a little bit.
But isn't that overall...
A large part of it is an indictment of our education system, that we're not educating.
But
we're not educating
but since we've
people.
Got this reality, Chad, isn't that right there going to be one of the headwinds around overall economic recovery in America?
It definitely is.
For a generation, right?
And that's a large part of why some of those folks have moved out of the labor market, labor force. So that's partly what might explain some of the participation rate being where it is. And, a lot of other factors are at play there as well. But we just aren't educating in the manufacturing sector again. We're not educating enough folks in the trade.
We're not retraining people either.
And we're trying to encourage more veterans to go into manufacturing. Yeah. I think certainly that's a ready and willing workforce for many manufacturers. And just simply trying to change perceptions about manufacturing. Yeah. I think those are all key elements.
I agree. Chad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, NAM.org, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.